You are now listening to The Bill Bros.
Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. Tonight, I have Nick from the WASD and Beyond podcast, Lewis.
What up?
Alex.
Hi.
Logan and myself, Steve. If this is your first time listening, we are a Gunpla / anime podcast. Just kind of go over things we're doing in the hobby or cool new announcements, and then just some cool animes we've been watching. To start out, I guess, boys, how's your week going? How's everybody's week going? Good, hopefully, for me.
So, Shetty!
Still alive, brother.
Live a dream.
Last week was all right.
This week was this is the most depressing opener I've ever heard on a show.
Yeah.
Like, how are you guys doing? You guys happy to be here? I'm fucking here.
Yeah, right? I know. Like,
you did it too. Don't say
I
shit.
Know. I know. Don't throw me under the bus, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. Tough crowd out here. I guess I should never try stand up.
Whoa. I'm like, those, you know, shirt pulls. You got all that shit going on.
I was
trying for a good Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm lucky I'm the only black guy in the middle.
Why you gotta go there? I don't get it. You fucking did it on the show. I was not. Keep it rolling, bro. This ain't my show. You guys.
Anyways, this week we are going to be talking about Chainsaw Man season one. Just to kind of give you guys a little background on it. If you guys haven't watched this will have spoilers in it, so you might not want to watch or listen to this episode till then. Kind of started off. I mean. We talked about the trailer and everything on a previous episode. I think that was a really good intro. It kind of set the mood, I think, for the show in a lot of ways too. Nick, what was your first impressions really about the show going into it?
Fucking chaos. I remember watching episode 1, 2, and 3 with right Logan 1, 2, and 3 all in the same night.
Yeah. We watched 1, 2.
So. You guys are the ones telling me to watch it because I like shit like Akira, Ghost in the Shell, Cowboy Bebop, Trigun. I like all that shit. And you guys are like, dude, just check this one out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I went into it not really thinking I was going to give too much of a fuck about it. But then I saw the animation and all that. And I was like, oh, this is fucking sick. And then I saw the story fucking explode. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was like beautiful, like this cacophony of beautiful chaos. And I was fucking stoked to watch it. And just so the listener out there knows, I procrastinate finishing the last two episodes until 45 minutes before we started this, even though I was supposed to have finished it 2 weeks ago. But then I watched Peaky Blinders and I fucked up. But I did finish the fucking season before I came to record this episode. And I will say, I love Chainsaw Man. Lewis, what?
Look at that face.
I mean, you could have watched it while you were pooping.
I can't, dude. My poops are painful.
Exactly. That will take you like, what, 25, 30 minutes?
No, bro. It's poop, wipe, flush, go, bro, and then shower.
He's got a system. Ever since I've known Nick, he has a poop system. It's crazy.
Dude, I have to be completely naked.
Dude, even if this fool got company, he'll still do it.
Absolutely. Hey, you'll hear the shower come on. It's hilarious.
I just know that
I'm hitting his ears.
I take 35 minutes because I got his hemorrhoids the size of a thumb. So yeah,
preparation H, bro.
Is it inside or outside?
It's outside. It's dangles.
We could push it back in for you.
It's like a boxing thing.
No, we don't. I like the show a lot. I loved the show. It was fucking amazing. And from the get go, I loved the fucking show. All right, I'm passing the question off. Whoever you're the host. You pass it off,
Lewis. What did you? What were just your initial getting into the actual season after watching the trailer and everything? Where were you at?
I loved the opening, and I was like, I'm an anime guy, so I loved the opening and everything. And once the story like delved in, and I'm telling you, if you're a first time watcher, don't fall in love with nobody. Okay, please. Don't fall in love. This is like, just roll out, Enjoy the story, all right? But this anime really, 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 really is a phenomenal anime. Not a epic old-timer, but it's up there. I mean, I really, really love the animation and everything, and the story is like really like, and I was like, okay. Okay, papi.
But, it is pretty fast-paced.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
It only gets faster, too, which is like, I'm kind of glad that this first season is kind of like this. It was fast, but like, we're not even close to like,
in no, no. Stuff right oh, now. No.
I mean, this is like, they're doing a really good job at pacing
it. It gets way gnarlier.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. Dude, there's, dude, there's so much to come that.
Let's just say sneak peek Four Horsemen.
What?
Lewis is up. Yeah, dude. It gets crazy in the manga. Like, because they only did up to, I think, chapters 1 through 38 in the manga.
Yeah.
And it's a total of, like, I think it has 90 chapters, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
Jesus Christ.
I don't remember right now. But it only covered, like, 1 through 38 for the first season of Chainsaw. So there's still a lot to go. Alex, where are you at with it?
It's amazing. It is such a good anime, and you know my track record with anime. I'm very picky with it, and this hits every nail on the head. Action, drama, sadness,
comedy,
gore,
so much gore,
horny,
very horny. That's Denji's entire thing. Denji just wants to touch boob.
Yep.
Kisses and boobs, dude. Like, can relate.
Love it. Oh my God, Alex.
What?
Love it.
What man cannot relate? What man out there can say, hey, I want to, I mean, okay, I'm not touching that subject, but what man out there can relate that he wants to go,
what's it? Is it fan service, y'all call it?
Yeah, it's fan service. Yeah.
Very,
very fan service-y anime for sure. Logan, where are you at with it, man?
I like it. I'm also very picky with my animes, but I like the art style a lot, and I definitely like how the story was going. I like how... Are we allowed to do spoilers, or should we...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Spoilers, okay. Yeah. We already disclaimed that they haven't watched it yet.
Okay, yeah. Lewis made the point of, don't get attached to anyone. And, like, it's a yes-no thing because they love hitting you with curveballs. The person's dead. Psych, JK.
Yeah.
So, because of that, like, I like that. It's kind of like a trope, but I like that kind of trope, especially the way that they're making it work, because there's really, like, high-tense moments and just fucking cuts and someone just gets wiped and you're like, hold on. Excuse me. What the fuck? But because Snake. Of that, it keeps the story interesting and like well paced, and you don't really know what's happening and keeps you guessing. So, I haven't watched any of the or read any of the manga, so I have no idea what to expect next. But I enjoyed it, and I'm gonna be very much patiently waiting for the next season.
God, dude, I don't even think they've made an announcement for the next season.
No, I think the next season
2024.
The mid.
I don't know with Mappa Studios though, dude. They are rolling stuff out like consistently. Like, right now, I think it was like they're up to 11 projects that they're working on right now. And Mappa is like one of those top tier studios. They like really stepped it up in the last few years. Like, I mean, they're only like a 10 or 11 year old studio, but they were basically like they took people from Madhouse, like. One of the original creators of Madhouse founded MAPPA, and he has just gone crazy with shit. I mean, Attack on Titan, that's now into fucking three parts for the final season. They got a lot of work, but it wouldn't surprise me if they come out with it a lot sooner, honestly. Because MAPPA's constantly doing shit.
It's wild what they've done for being a newer studio. Like, the constant switch between traditional animation and then you got your 3D animation when Denji goes into the chainsaw demon. Like that whole like Puchita going into Denji and like becoming one with Denji, like Denji sacrificing his body to Puchita, that whole like aspect. It's not really a sacrifice, but it's giving himself to the chainsaw demon. you know, but like now they're one. Like Uchida's not in it to be devious. He's in it because he actually loves and fell in love with Denji and vice versa. And that whole situation. So, from what I know so far, if that changes, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
No.
Because I love Pooch. I fucking bought a Pooch figure when I was at the local anime shop. I got it out there somewhere. But yeah, that whole like animation switch right there is really fucking sweet when it gets into like the super actiony parts. But it's not overdone because you'll see a lot of anime that go for that 3D animation, and as soon as they do that, it starts to look cheesy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, really well. Berserk did it. Well. Berserk did it. Where Berserk, the 90s anime was traditional anime. I mean, it was a lot of cut corners. A lot of cut corners with their animation. Except for the last episode, which they did. And I can't believe they did that. But the newer animes for Berserk are all that weird 3D cel-shaded bullshit, and I'm like, dude, this is so fucking hard to watch. It irritates my eyes. It's fucking boring looking and lifeless. This has life to it as well, and it's fucking insane. That's another thing that brought me into the show. It's like how insane and like full of life this anime is. It reminded me a lot of Edge Runners in the not like I'm not saying it was done right how like Studio Trigger did their shit, but there's life here. There's a world to be explored, and that's and they're exploring it very well, and that's why I love this fucking show. It's fucking wild. Well, dude, the soundtrack is wicked.
Yeah.
Let's say Coldplay.
The guy that founded like MAPPA Studio, he was like he came up around like the time Studio Ghibli and all that was going on too. Like they were around the same age. He's an older fellow. But whenever the CGI animation and 3D animation started coming around, he like fully embraced it and was like super for it. And I think that like the work in MAPPA Studio is showing that like if you do change, it's okay, and like but you just have to do it right. And I think they do an amazing job at doing that.
I wonder if it also helps that Tatsuki Fujimoto is like heavily involved with the anime as well, because a lot of like actual mangaka kind of don't. They're like, yeah, sure, make the anime,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of hands off to a degree, but like.
They'll like give this, their blessing, but they're probably very lenient in terms of like not as strict of like you need to follow the code of what exactly we want.
Whereas this, what I'm seeing is like this mangaka was like super involved and like, no, like let's stick to this. Let's do this. We can cut this corner right now and do this and this.
I like what you're seeing with The Last of Us.
Exactly. Yeah. Neil Druckmann's like right on top going, ah, no, we're going to do this, this and this. I know you're the director, but this is how it should get done. And the director in turn follows and goes, you're right, let's do it like this. That's what I'm liking from The Last of Us and subsequently from fucking Chainsaw Man.
I feel like, all animation work, if there is previous content that was written or done for it and now you're turning it into a movie or TV show, if those original writers are still alive, collaborate with them. Don't just approve, get their blessing and make some new idea, because chances are there's going to be some things that are just off and it's going to throw it all for the fans.
Well, look at Otomo, the guy who made Akira. He was hands-on in the movie. Like, that's his fucking movie, right? So, like, you're not seeing another Akira because he's not doing another Akira right now. And he's not going to let someone do Akira. That's what I like.
Probably never will be an Akira, too.
Think there will be.
They should revisit that, man. They need to give him a backstory of Akira.
I could see them
I would
doing
like it, yeah.
Like a graphical update, which would be kind of cool because there's so much shit going on in on that screen at certain scenes and so much happening that like
seeing they did a 4K update.
Oh, they did it in a while.
Yeah, it was fucking wicked.
I watched the original twice, so now I need to go watch the 4K.
The 4K is wild.
If that's the case, then yeah, I don't see it. I don't see a need to touch that. That's just
I don't want them to fuck that show. Not show, but that movie is amazing. And if they touch it, no, just leave it be. 4K was awesome. That's it. No revisiting and doing like, you know, bringing it. And like Nick said, the 3D aspect of Chainsaw Man is great. It's just like Hathaway, where you had the animation and then you just that little bit of 3D, like just it was, Demon Slayer as well. It's like
Bell.
These studios need a stick, and Bell too. Yeah,
I think Demon Slayer uses it a little bit more, but I think that's also because it just tends to have more action in every episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, if we're talking about like that 3D animation style, Demon Slayer probably is like the cream of the crop right now in terms
yeah.
of their style.
Especially that last arc.
Watched season two yet, and I need to with Christy because we watched the movies. So, like, we watched the bridge over. But we just start watching season two, and I've seen some clips, and I've seen some of the 3D action. And I'm like, this looks like you're watching
a movie
with 3D glasses on without having 3D glasses on. It looks fucking insane.
The last three episodes of that arc is like I'm getting goosebumps right now just fucking talking about it.
I'll kill you.
I'll spoil it right now. Everybody dies in the end.
Copley, get the show back on track.
This is like a really true to the manga too. Like, there's only been like one thing that I really noticed big was they cut out the muscle demon from the anime, which was really at the beginning of the manga. It was like only a couple chapters in. They just cut that part out completely.
Do you think maybe he'll be referenced or shown briefly, but not like as in depth?
No, I don't think so, man. Unless I don't believe so. No, I mean, it's really not even anything big. It just kind of shows you that it's kind of tricky, and that's like our second like visit with a demon. Really, is that part? It's really nothing that crazy.
But they did a pretty great job explaining that through the zombie demon, with the fact that like literally second episode, it's like, hey, the Yakuza that used to work for it, yeah, they all sold their soul to the zombie demon, and now they're all a bunch of brainless zombies, and he literally overnight took over an entire Yakuza clan. So like. Yeah, I think that shows pretty well how persuasive demons are and how dumb humans are in this universe.
Yep. Well, the demons concept to me was another thing that drug me in, not for any stupid reason that other people would make fun of me for, but the demon concept in general was sweet, though. Yeah, Satan. It was cool to see the many different types of demons and how powerful they are. Is dependent on how much they are feared, right? And like
humanity fears them, yeah,
exactly. And that to me is a fucking first off an amazing concept that's never really been touched on. It makes total fucking sense. You don't look at that and go, that's stupid. You go, yeah, no shit, a lawnmower demon. I'm gonna look at the lawnmower demon and go, yeah, that kind of sucks, but I need to get away from you. A fucking clown demon, I can assume, is a fucking gnarly ass demon, because a lot of people in the fucking world are afraid of clowns, right? So like, you're gonna
taking everyone's phobias and making them monsters. That's why I like it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's really cool power dope. Skill. Yeah, it's a dope power skill thing, because a lot of times you see power scales are like crazy, you know what I mean? And it's like, this is like a relevant power scaling way.
You know that show that How I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, like that? You know how like those type of shows, they'll show like a monster or something and then like show its power level score. I would love like a section for no reason of that, of the demons, just so you could kind of gauge like, this is the lawnmower demon. It's like 600. It's like really nothing.
It's like a nobody demon. Yeah.
A gun demon, and it's like,
so you want a Dragon Ball Z
125,000, and you're like, damn, that motherfucker crazy.
Well, the gun demon, scouters. The gun demon itself is so funny because the mangaka.
Well, they had a journal or something. I don't know.
He wrote the what?
If they had like a journal or something where they kept tabs on it and they showed it, I don't know. Something that'd be sweet.
That would be kind of cool, I guess. Yeah, especially with them being like a demon's like fighting.
And they research them, you know, I mean? They try and understand them. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, it'd be kind of cool, just like if they had a scaling, because like obviously, you know, the lawnmower demon is not powerful, gun demon very powerful, but to like see a scaling would be kind of like funny but interesting.
Right.
What was your guys' favorite episode so far? Start off.
Just starting off with who?
You.
When they're in the fucking the apartments where they're stuck on the level.
Floor eight.
Yeah.
The Infinity Demon.
That
was also my favorite episode.
Same.
Okay. That sucks, because in my head, I'm fucking there and I'm going, dude, if I'm there, I'm pissed off. I'm not fucking scared. I'm just pissed. I'm stuck on this fucking floor forever, and I'm just getting fucked with forever. So I'm in the back rooms forever. This is pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah, it's like a nuisance.
I kill myself at that point. I'm fucking anheroing, dude. I'm done. I'm not doing that.
What's that, dude? Aki walks in and asks Mino for a cigarette, and she's like, this last one. He's like, the rest of it's mine. Like, yeah, that's... Game over, dog. You can't even jump out a window, dude. Like, just,
dude, I'm figuring out a way to die.
I just loved it for the episode. I just loved the action at the end of that episode, at the end of that arc, because, you know, the fucking demon just thinks that, like, oh, this is just another day. And he's like, I'll just keep going until you're just nothing. Like, I don't care. I'll just keep cutting.
Yeah, but then Denji just goes and goes and goes. And this thing's like, just kill me. I am done.
He's like, please, no more. I've had enough.
Like, Denji is just fucking brings this thing down to its brain. And this thing's like, I'm done. I don't care. Fuck this. Yeah. Just kill me.
Leave me alone.
You and I watched that together. We were like, ugh. Holy shit.
Every time it hits him, and then he's like, oh, he lost. And he's like, no, he still wants more. And he's like, okay, I've had enough. Timeout.
So good. That's awesome. My favorite.
Lewis, where are you at? What's your favorite episode?
I'm a dick. I don't like you guys' episode, but I like the one when he saves a cat.
That's a good episode.
Yeah. With the bat. Or mm-hmm.
The bat, he gets fucking tricked.
When Power's like, oh, I want to tickle his pickle, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God, Lewis.
But that's it was really like, it's a human thing, you know. I'm a sucker for animals, so when, you know, Denji, you know, even though it was for his
squeezy, lemon squeezy,
you know, but hey, you still saved an animal, and that's, you're all right in my books.
Oh my God. How do you guys get through with Lewis every Sunday? Perfectly. Fuck it,
wild, I can say I'm like the stupid wild comedy one, so
comic relief.
Yeah.
Speaking of Power, where are you guys at with Denji? Power or Makima? Who you guys shipping Power. With Denji?
Power. Makima is just one of those stupid little prissy bitch that I don't like.
What's the question? Are you asking, like,
so what are you shipping Denji with? Are you a Power? Are you team Power or are you team Makima?
Power.
Thank you.
Logan?
Neither. I just want him. He can fuck whoever he wants.
you gave up
your eye and your, like, body parts to survive, and now you're living lavish. Just put
Future Devil's Wild too.
Whatever and whoever.
That's probably my favorite demon. Alex, who are you shipping with him?
Makima.
Alex, you're a sucker for those bitches, you know.
Dude, it's the only time it's okay to be a bootlicker.
Oh my God.
You need an ass licker.
Dude, you know what's funny is he actually based Makima off a girl that he met in college that used to bully him.
Yeah. I heard that. Yes. That's fucking wild, dude.
He's like, I'm so excited to write her death arc.
The Japanese.
No, he liked it, bro. He liked it. I mean, I don't know. So you got the cat episode. I'm kind of, dude, I was a big fan of the last episode, honestly.
That fight scene was insane.
Cool. Yeah, bro. Like, especially like when the ghost demon gave Aki that fucking cigarette, bro. I was just like, oh,
dude,
my girl.
The cigarette thing for me, I was like, what the fuck's happening? And then I looked, I'm like, motherfucker.
Nick and I had to like rewind like once or twice. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah,
bro. That shit was, dude. That shit broke my heart. I was like, "Fuck." That was probably my favorite episode though. So
shit was rough, dude. But the end payoff though is that fight. You know what I mean? And like the instant where he's like, "You forgot about my legs, you fuck," and he just splits him in half. And then it goes to that whole scene where, you know, they have him finally tied up, and he's like, "I'm not going to kill you." He's like, "I'm just going to kick you in the fucking balls." Really hard, a lot. I'm gonna make a competition out of it. And Aki rolls up. He's like, I don't want to do that. Pulls the smoke out.
Wasn't even kicking at first. He like pulls out that pistol. And he's like, what are you doing with that? And he's like, I was gonna do a competition to see who could shoot his nuts off first. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And he's
dude,
like,
that shit was.
That's not a good idea. He's like, all right, you're right. Let's just go kick him in the balls and hear him scream.
Well, it's the cigarette. Easy revenge. Easy revenge, right? So that's like, I hope you could hear this symphony from the heavens. And I was like, oh my God. They start kicking him in the balls as that nice comedy right then and there. I'm like, this is amazing.
And he pulls out that pistol and aims it at him. He's like, you're not going to kill me. He's like, no, I was just going to do a little game where I try and shoot your nuts off. And he's like, what?
He was so bummed.
The comedy's awesome.
And then Aki walks over. He's like, you want to play? We can make it like a tournament, like a little game. Yes. And he's like, no.
Yeah, but then he's like, you know what?
Yeah, he sees a cigarette and he's like, let's kick him in.
Let's kick him in the fucking balls.
What are you guys thinking demon-wise? What's your favorite fight that you've seen with demons? I know you guys said your favorite episode.
I think the Katana Demon. I think the Katana Demon, although it doesn't look like a Katana to me.
I thought a machete. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, Katana Demon's my favorite as well, but Logan's right.
What the fuck?
They look like
machetes. I loved his face design that like, it almost looked like Nemesis from Resident Evil. And I liked the outfit. I thought he also like outside of
very Russian like,
very well, and outside very Eva
demon form, he was like a really like cool. He kind of reminded me, and Copley can really kind of remind me of Akihiro in his non demon form. So like, I don't know, he was a cool character on both sides. That's why I liked him a lot. And I liked his bat. His fight style was cool. I liked how he could like fucking Naruto shadow jutsu and disappear and be on the other side of someone, and they're just already split in half. Really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Bastards.
Katana Demon's my guy, too. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with Logan.
Yeah. I was going to say machete guy.
It's
weird.
Serpent Girl was cool.
And I didn't watch that one with those guys.
Oh, I actually, Copley, and I hate to say it, I do take it back on this. My second favorite. It's probably Aki. I don't know. What's the ghost that has the wolves?
The fox spirit?
Yeah, I just wish she was allowed to use it more. Boom. I just wish she was allowed to use it more because
that motherfucker was gone, bro.
Yeah.
Now he's got future demon.
Yeah, he's got the future demon now.
The wolf was so quick to his fingers up and then just fucking bit.
Yeah,
like,
it's this, right?
Yeah.
It's that, right?
Yeah.
Don't turn your back on
the wolf. That's how you would do a shadow puppet on the wall.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, dude.
I love the.
I'm stupid.
I love the aspects of like the contracts that they do too. I think that's really cool because then it's like that they have to keep the contracts with people. It's a little strange though to think that like other devils and demons would want to kill each other though, and like they're totally okay with it. You know what I mean?
I think it's super funny that a corporation that's a devil hunter organization has a shit ton of demons underground that are waiting to sign deals with their fucking people to give them powers.
Hey, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Because like to your point, Cole, like those demons are down there to fucking like help you take out other devils. But at the end of the day, like they are imprisoned down there. So like, why are we keeping these things and not just ending them?
Dude,
it's definitely a cool concept. I'm excited to see as the manga goes on too, because I try to stay with the manga. I'm excited to see just where the anime goes. Hopefully it stays completely true to the story like it has so far. No, Lewis, you didn't give us your favorite demon yet. Where are you at with that, man?
You know, we were talking about power and shit. Makima.
That's your favorite?
Yeah,
dude,
because deep down inside, I kind of like get turned on.
Like, yeah, dude.
I mean, you can spit in my mouth and do whatever you want. I don't care.
Holy shit.
I love that they've kept her kind of like all her stuff secret too, because like she just does shit like in the train when she gets shot. You're just like, oh, she's dead. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she's like back. And then her taking all those people up to that fucking shrine and just crushing people with it, bro. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
so I was gonna bring that up because Logan and I, again, and I think Alex watched when she brought all those prisoners up to the Shinto shrine. I was like, what the fuck's happening here? And she just basically sacrifices them to kill people long distance.
It's like a life for life thing almost.
Dude, we were like, what? I was like, what the fuck? Like, the show just surprises every time.
It's kind of cool because, I mean, you probably know Copley what the answer is. But, like, in my head, like, with her, why I feel like she hides her power is because everyone signs a contract that negatively affects them in some capacity. But she has found a devil that has made a contract with her where they live, like, synonymously.
Yeah.
She can, like, sacrifice another life and it does not affect her now.
I mean, we'll have to see, right? Because like Copley's actually in the manga.
Yeah,
Lewis is in the manga. So we're gonna have to see like what happens in the next season, I guess. Because the Copley face said, could just read it. That was.
She got her fucking brain splattered, and 8 seconds later, she fucking puppeted it up and was like, "You all die now."
Back to business,
dude. Yeah.
Well, I'd assume it's because of the blood, because the blood is what keeps giving him life force.
Everyone's like, "I thought you died." He's like, "No, I never got shot. I was fine." I'm
like, "She's like, what are you talking about?
It's other people's blood, not mine."
Yeah, she said some smart ass shit when she walked off to the fucking. What the fuck was it? I don't know.
One of my favorite parts.
Could
too,
I do
is
a
like,
spoiler?
I don't care. Wait, are we talking anime or manga?
Mixed with both.
Manga.
Do whatever you want.
Four Horsemen. She's one of them.
What?
Yeah, just give you that Four Horsemen. She's one of them.
You can go read it, Nick. It's really
good. As soon as we wrap this up, I'm gonna go get my son out of his crib, and I'm gonna go pick up the books. I have a couple.
It's a quick read too. It's really not
Nick, you're
bad.
Playing DMZ.
Well, I have to go grab Landon and I'll play DMZ with him down here.
What are you guys thinking for season two? Do you think we'll get a movie before we get a season two? Or do you think
we're
gonna do something like Demon Slayer?
No.
You don't think so?
I think we'll get
movies, but I don't think we'll get a bridge like movies that are like bridges to seasons.
It's probably something that is like off the beaten path.
Prepared, I bet.
A side story or something.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. I'm still down for that. I just don't. Yeah, I don't think they would do it like that.
The audience is there, though. That's the thing. The audience for Chainsaw Man is there. It's a sensation. This is the next breakout anime. Everyone's talking about this
dude,
right
Japan's
now.
Japan's loving it now. You know, like the Gundam cafes that closed down.
Yeah.
They just opened. There's a fucking demon or Chainsaw Man cafe in Japan now. They have like cut out life sizes of all the characters around, and like you can buy merchandise of all the plushies of all of them, and like get the coffee that has the characters engraved on the top of the foam and all that stuff.
This shit ain't going. This shit ain't going nowhere.
No. They're really movies.
I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they do a movie though, because like what they did with Demon Slayer, they see it work. You know what I mean? Where they turn a second season into a fucking movie. I don't know, man.
They didn't really turn the second season of Demon Hunter or Demon Slayer into a movie.
That's what the second, yeah.
It's a half of it, but instead of doing it, I mean, when they bring it out, it was a movie, like a full length. But then when they brought out the season, you can watch it episodically, you know. So it's technically not a movie.
Oh, so if I
it is a movie.
So if I watch the movie, does that mean like the first couple episodes of season two are like not
half of it?
Yeah,
half.
Yeah,
literally half. Nice. Of the season.
I didn't know that. I thought it was movie, and then the whole season two.
No,
fresh.
Mm-hmm. They
Dragon Ball did the same shit.
Yeah, so Dragon Ball did the same thing.
So what was the point of the movie then? In all honesty,
cash grab.
Basically.
I think it was to show you what they can do and what they
I'm
had in store.
I'm kind of mad about that though. That's crazy. It's kind of like you could have just released the second season.
Exactly.
Oh my god,
that's kind of.
But it was a tickle pickle, you know. Ooh, and then, you
one
know.
Reason I'm mad is I went to theaters and watched that, so I paid money for that. Watched it.
What did Alex just say? Cash grab.
I did it for Dragon Ball. So
right hook and sinker, baby.
It was great. I loved it. I'm still excited for season two. But if I would have known that, I would have been like, oh, I don't need to watch the movie. I'll just wait till the entirety of. Season
don't watch a movie watch. For future reference. If it doesn't, you know. Involve the fucking shit. Don't watch it.
Directly pertained. It was supposed to be like the bridge to like you had to watch it to go to the next season. I feel lied to.
What's that saying? Gotcha, bitch.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
I'm out of this episode.
Well, okay, so to be fair, season two of that, they did add one episode of a backstory for Rengoku. So if you watch the first episode, it's like an hour long. Not to get too off topic there. What did you say, Logan?
I said I'm mad. Get us out of here.
We're signing off.
Button. Yeah. All right. Give us your plugs, man. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on this episode. I know it took a minute to actually get my fat ass on this, but I do appreciate all of you going, hey, fuckhead. Please finish Chainsaw Man. I'm fucking super stoked I did. I'm happy I listened to the Build Bros on this. If you haven't checked out Chainsaw Man, please do yourself a service. Watch the anime. It is a fucking 10 out of 10 hit. You will not be disappointed with it. You're going to be pissed that it's over. But like,
yeah, Nick and I like were on like episode 10, and then we're like, we have two left. And then he's like, so when do more episodes come out? And I'm like, they haven't yet. I don't know. And he's like,
well, Logan basically did the thing from Invincible where he's like, that's the neat thing. We don't know. And I went, awesome. I went, cool, man. But yeah, you could check me out every fucking Friday on WASD and Beyond. Video game podcast. I've been on the show before. So if you listen to the show, you've heard my spiel on that. Just check it out if you want. We're all actually a part of the Spawn Camp Network, where it's us and the Build Bros at this point. Diggity is on a long-term hiatus. We might see them soon, might not. Unsure. Bummer, but if they come back, fucking phenomenal. You could also check all of us individually on Twitch. I know Lewis and Alex. Alex will be streaming right after we record this, actually. Lewis is getting ready to start streaming as well. Possibly Logan, and Copley, and myself. So check us out on the Spawn Camp Twitch, huh?
I have an episode
with you later. I was just about to say that. Logan will be on tonight's episode of WASD and Beyond, where we're doing The Last of Us, episode 3 of the HBO series. And WASD and Beyond is sponsored by the good folks over at Final Boss and Doc Longy. Check out our sponsors, but more importantly, check out the Build Bros sponsors. And I'm handing it back off to Copley.
You can definitely check out Usagi Boots. He's also from the UK, like Doc Longy. So.
They're actually really good friends.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's
really weird. I both of them have a great time.
They're awesome people, man. They make awesome merch too. I got a Doc shirt over at your house. I got to come pick up too. But
yep,
you can check out Usagi Boots and then our partners, Leaping Panda Hobbies. If you listen to the full episode, you can get a 10% discount, and it's good on everything. So definitely check them out.
Hell yeah, fuckers!
Fast shipping too, man.
I think it took like 2 days for it to get here once. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you, bro. And that's really quick. A lot of times you'd be waiting forever for shit. But you can find Newtype.
You can find me. That too.
XXL_Newtype on Instagram. Give me a follow if you want. You don't have to, though. And then check out Build Bros at BuildBros_US. Lewis, where can everybody find you?
Dark Zero Builder on Twitch and you know, Instagram and
oh my god, pass it off to Alex. Lose
Alex, Baton.
Instagram, but Mecha Swamp Ass, Mecha _ Swamp Ass, and then Twitch, Sweaty McSwamp Ass. Okay,
my turn.
Yes,
it's your turn now, Logan.
Yay. You can find me at zealoushanger.us on Instagram, and then I will just occasionally steal the Spawn Camp Twitch to stream, so I don't have my own.
I love it.
Wait, I do have my own. I just won't use it. Don't ignore it.
Ignore it. Be cool.
Before we actually say our final goodbyes, definitely follow Spawn Camp Co. on Instagram, as well as join the Discord. We're always hanging out, talking. You get to hear heavy machinery when I'm in there. And you can hear Lewis going 80 in a high low.
You ever seen Tokyo Drift, but in high lows and forklifts? It's insane, dog. You guys have to come check it out.
And you could watch me start my first Ava unit.
Yay. Oh, this.
Yeah. How does this guy get the Ava unit before we all get our Ava unit for our group?
Hey, I got one. I just don't got the base.
Speak for yourself.
Oh fuck. So no, maybe it's just me.
No, me too.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Right,
sorry, I started right. Some. Kobe, wrap your shit.
I'm going to get the one for Brody.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck, we got to get Brody on here too. All right, guys. I'll catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.